nowadays there are so many Buddhas
running cheap around the planet,
relying on other people for travel, for the airplane
ticket,
for food and for clothing and everything.
It looks like low-class theater.
Blindness has many aspects, and not every doctor can cure this kind of blindness. Yes. But the thing is, people are thirsty for something real. When there are many nuns, monks, or priests doing bad things and abusing children and women and men also, then people are so confused and disappointed. So they're trying so hard to grab something for their heart's calmness, you know, for something to believe in. But they can only see outside. They cannot see inside what that person has achieved, what level he is in now. All the people I mentioned right now, like fake Buddha or fake Mataya Buddha, or even that Buddha, this Buddha,
or Prince of Heaven, and made even a new religion out of that. What a huge organized crime, like. Or some Rumaji, Satguru, etc. Whatever.
Oh my God.
Their maximum is the demon level only. Nothing more than that. Either they are possessed or they are real demons, as the Buddha said, that they are here to confuse people, deterring them
from finding
the real teaching from a real master.
If you have spiritual eyes, you have wisdom inside open, and if God blesses you, you can see through them, through and through. All have a very dark aura around them.
Or fake dim astrals at max.
Not just
because you go out, walk around the street or highway.
Or maybe sometimes don't walk. Just the media blows it out of proportion and makes you become a Buddha. But I don't see anything there that this person can become a Buddha with. Maybe some can talk well, more convincing than the others. Some cannot talk, but use other means to make themselves stand out. And all the media, the photographers, make it all a big deal. Just make him or her become a Buddha or saint like that, or Bodhisattva, my Gata. If you are not a Buddha, and you pretend to be a Buddha, or you tell people that you are Buddha, that you already achieved the greatest enlightenment, then you will go to hell. The avisi hell, that means forever hell, you know, relentless hell, because that's the greatest lie you can tell.
And this hell is for such liars, whose tongue will be poured out and chopped again and again, non-stop, forever.
Ananda, these are the 10 states of dhyana, leading to wild speculations because the practicer relies on delusion and regards inadequate achievement as full realization. They are due to the intermingling of the fifth aggregate of consciousness with meditative mind. Deluded and wayward people who do not know their own capabilities rest their minds infatuated by former habits on these states, which now manifest and which they regard as their ultimate abodes. They will wrongly declare that they have realized supreme Bodhi and will thus break the rule against lying, thereby forming the evil karma of heretics and evil demons, which will send them down to the unintermittent hells. The Surangama Sutra.
If you say you're Buddha
or any saintly, heavenly, princely status,
when you know you're not, then you create avisi hell for yourself, meaning relentless hell, forever hell for yourself. And if you even cause other people to praise you as the Buddha, then these people also have to partake in this worst karma that you're creating for yourself. People who follow you, believe in you, and praise you as a Buddha or saint or Prince of Heaven, youngest son of God, for any reason at all, they have to partake in this kind of very terrible karma. They may even have to go with you to this relentless hell, maybe for a shorter time than you. But it depends.
It pains me thinking of you and their suffering in that terrifying dark realm where no one can hear your agonizing scream.
Anyway, they will have to pay for the karma of falsely
and disrespectfully
comparing any ignorant being or demon to Buddha, no matter how eloquent or however he
deceitfully
makes himself look like. They will all have to go to hell, your followers. So be careful how you act, what you talk, because heaven and earth and hell, they're all watching you. Nothing is free. Nothing is outside of the watchful observation of heavens. And all the Buddhas, of course. It's funny. After God told me to declare my status as the Maitreya Buddha, then so many, quite a few men came out and then claimed themselves to be Buddha, this Buddha, that, and all want to claim a Maitreya Buddha status. What do they have in order to claim that at all? In the Buddhist scripture, it says that you cannot lie about your own enlightenment level because you will go to the avishi hell, forever hell. If they claim to be studying the Buddha and teaching the real, true Buddha Dharma, why don't they know this? This is the worst sin you can commit. Buddha said that. All these people, they're all males. Some like very competitive male species. They're more competitive than women. If I could avoid telling you that I am a Buddha, I would have. Because I know I don't really like to tell people who I am. Just the master is already good enough. So you can live normally, you know, and people react to you more normally. Jesus said he's the Son of God, and that was how he could not live long. I'm aware of all this jealousy and competitiveness. It's funny, truly, it really turns out like that. You might be
a little lower or higher level of demonic entity.
Then you might have some little magical power here and there. And maybe because of that, people believe you and follow you because they are just so desperate for anything. But the Buddha doesn't teach all these kinds of hands and feet movements. It just later on they incorporate it from the Indian yoga gym system. So maybe they move something or learn some kung fu. But this will not lead you to Buddhahood. Just the Kuan Yin method, the inner, eternal melody, vibration,
guided by the perfect master's power,
that will lead you to Buddhahood, or at least to Arahant or some lower god, and then slowly go up. Buddha says that. Kuan Yin Bodhisattva says that. In many sutras, it's all mentioned, the Kuan Yin method. In Suragama Sutras, in Pham Pho Mong, Pu Mon Ping, I think it's called Lotus Sutra also. All mentioned like that, that the Kuan Yin method, the inner light, the eternal light inside, the eternal sound inside, will lead you home. Not that you use ears to hear it, not that you use eyes to see it, but it happens when you enter the higher realm of the universe.
Those of you with more to learn, those enlightened by conditions, and those who are sound hearers, have now turned your minds to pursue the attainment of Supreme Bodhi, the unsurpassed wonderful enlightenment, the Surangama Sutra.
I now submit to the world-honored one that all Buddhas in this world appear to teach the most appropriate method, which consists in using pervasive sound. The state of samadhi can be realized by means of hearing. Ananda and all you who listen here should inward turn your faculty of hearing to hear your own nature, which alone achieves supreme bodhi. That is how enlightenment is won. Buddhas as many as the Ganges sand entered this one gateway to nirvana. All past Tathagatas have achieved this method. All Bodhisattvas now enter this perfection. All who practice in the future should rely on this Dharma. Samadhi means a deep meditative state. Nirvana means the highest paradise. Tathagatas means Buddhas. Bodhisattvas means spiritual practitioners. Dharma means true teaching. The Surangama Sutra.
It's not like you can become Buddha right away, even if you practice that method. You can become maybe Bodhisattva, have the power to help others, but not to boast around when you have not even reached that. If you have followers, it's good for you. But you cannot boast that you are Buddha and cannot let your followers say that you are Buddha, because that will create bad karma for you and for them. Oh my God, why do the people bother me so much, making me have to teach them such basic things, which are stated all over in the Buddhist sutras already. And even in the Bible, it mentions all this inner light and sound.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Holy Bible, John 1:1.
Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Holy Bible, Ephesians 6:17.
And I heard a sound from heaven, like the roar of rushing waters, and like a loud peal of thunder. The sound I heard was like that of harpists playing their harps. Holy Bible, Revelations 14:2.
When God appeared to Moses, the whole bush looked like fire, but the bush did not get burned because it's not real fire, it's just the light. And in old times, a lack of language. And because it looked like a fire bush, so they say it's a fire bush. But it's not fire. What kind of fire doesn't burn the bush? We all know. We practice the Kuan Yin method. We know the light and sound, the one that you cannot see with your eyes, the one that you cannot hear with your ears. Because everything you can see and hear with the illusional eyes from this illusional body, illusional ears, they are all fake. And if you don't see truly magnificent, brighter than the sunlight, and you see just some dim light, then it's not the real light. That's the light from astral level, from hell.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.